We are the Joan Alex Show. Hey, thank you so much. I say this a lot, but we really mean it. If you're listening to us live on Radio Now, that's awesome. If you're listening to our podcast and you subscribe, that's really cool too. We just appreciate that, whether it's 5 minutes or a full 4 hours, that ever you give to the Joan Alex Show and listen to us, we're really glad that you do that, and we appreciate you. So thank you so much. You can follow the Joan Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joan Alex Show. And you can join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. If anybody else has a story like this, because last night, Alex, my wife really didn't like thank me like I thought she would, because I was a freaking hero. Honestly,
whoa.
There was a standoff inside of my house, and I stood my ground, and there was somebody that didn't make it out of the house alive.
Hold up. So you had an intruder last night?
Yep.
What the heck happened?
No, I don't need the cops music. It's not that. Okay, this honestly, I'm not afraid of a lot of things. My wife freaks out with bugs and insects all the time. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm just kind of like petting my dog, Benny, on the head. And we're kind of just sitting there, almost leaning back, laying. It's comfortable and it's after dinner. It's like 8:30. I hear like a little bzzz, and I'm like, oh, it must be a fly. And something bumps into my arm. I'm like, oh God, I don't like things bumping into me like that.
Yeah.
Turn around. It's a wasp.
Ooh, how'd that get in there?
I don't know. And it looked like some kind of drugged out government / Jumanji type of wasp. I mean, this thing did not look normal. It looked like angry and mad, like it's been eating creatine and lifting weights.
Jumanji.
It was ready to like...
Seems like it's early in the year for wasps.
I don't know if it just came out or what. Maybe the weather kind of changing up, doing its thing. But Alex, it freaked me out because I really don't get scared by bugs, but I do not like wasps. They're little, you know, poo-poo heads. And I can't believe it didn't sting me because it was my arm and it like almost on the couch.
Interesting. Apparently, they come out as early as the beginning of September to as late as the end of April. So we're at the tail end of wasps coming out.
So great. Get to deal with that. I hate wasps. But here's my thing. I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, can you give us your when bugs attack story? Because this was full-blown, like, okay. I'm like, Lindsay, get out of the house! Because she freaks out and screams. I'm like, where's the fly swatter? We're yelling. Our couples therapy's in full effect because it's not working. She's like, what's over here? But you left the damn thing so hard, I can't reach it. I'm like, oh, I don't care. I love you. So she gave me the fly swatter. Alex, I'm like trying to almost do fencing. Like, I'm lining up my target.
Yeah.
And this wasp just as... Because it was fast.
He's giving you the evil eye.
He was. He's like, bzz, bzz.
Or the evil eyes.
Bzz, I'm going to sting you in your life. Bzz, bzz. You're going to hate this. I tried to swat it, and I missed. Like, the fly swatter bent. Like,
ooh.
It was a flimsy one. So I'm like, oh, no, now he's a pissed wasp.
Oh, that's the scariest thing, because you're so scared they're going to sting you.
Yep, they're cornered. They got nowhere else to go. They're like, well, I guess this is how I'm going down. It's like an episode of Cops. It's going to be a sting off. I end up getting him in the corner. What does he do? He goes below our sectional.
Ooh, no.
Alex, I'm like, oh my God, where is this stupid wasp?
Now it's in your couch. You can't even sit on the couch anymore.
So I start taking off. We had a couple of pillows and blankets for our dogs that they kind of sit on so they don't mess up the couch. I start slowly taking one off. I feel like, and I don't want to insult because I would never compare myself to a police officer or men and women that serve in the military, but I felt like I was a person like raiding a room, kind of like I was lifting a blanket. I had a fly swatter ready to go just to go to hit it.
Yeah.
And I like take a blanket off. Okay, not there. I'm like, okay, clear, clear.
Gosh, I'd be freaking out.
I take the whole couch apart. I'm like, he's not there.
He's gone.
So now I'm freaking out. Like, this guy's going to sting me later. I'm going to die.
The couch was a decoy.
It was. So eventually I'm like, okay. I grab a flashlight because it's like behind the couch. It's kind of hard to see. I'm like, please, please, I don't want to die. And I'm just searching and I'm looking and I don't see him. I'm like, where the hell did he go? This guy's like Houdini. I ended up like pulling the couch out. I see him. He's like trying to keep on crawling and hiding under the couch.
What a weirdo.
I was like, Lindsay, go back outside. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, get away.
You told her to get out of the house.
Oh, yeah. Lindsay was waiting on our back porch.
You're
with the dogs.
Me.
I swear
she
to God.
She took the dogs out, too?
Yes. Well, the dogs are like, hur-hur-hur-hur! Where is he? We'll help
you. See, this is how we know your dogs are a pathetic excuse for dogs. You should have had them going after that wasp.
Yeah, my dogs won't give their life for me or a wasp. Alex, I finally killed the stupid wasp. Thank God. I just creeped up behind the couch, had the flashlight on him. And I tried to, like, give him a strobe effect. I don't know if that affects him or not, but I was like, light on, light off, light off. And I went, boom, and I smeared him into the ground.
With your bare hand?
No, with a fly swatter.
Oh, okay.
But I honestly thought that Wasp was going to just own the house. We were just going to have to pay rent for a couple more months and like not live there. We have to move in with Pork Chop and sleep in his tub.
Yeah, see, and that's where you know you've got it bad.
So that's my story of when insects attack. If you have one, you got to share it with us on Twitter, @JoeAndAlexShow.